looking at more propaganda in the media and how to combat it. Next on Principles and Policies. Welcome to today's edition of Principles and Policies. I'm your host, Barry Sheep, the Executive Director of the Institute for Principles and Policy. And along with me today is our co-host, the Vice Chairman of the Institute, my fellow analyst and very good friend, Chuck Michaelis.
Great to be back with you again, Barry. We're sort of sitting here on Thursday anticipating what's coming up this weekend with New Year's Eve and all that, looking forward to the change in the year. We actually had a fairly decent year this year, even though a lot of people are down about some things that happened. But by golly, all I see is victory in the future. It may not happen.
Absolutely. You know, I understand 2012, I think, was a pretty good year. And I believe that there's a lot of hope that 2013 will be even better, at least in one sense, Chuck. And that is, we won't be talking about the Mayan calendar anymore.
Well, you know, if we hadn't been so immersed in handling the issues with the whole Newtown massacre, which was a real tragedy, I really had kind of wanted to make fun of, ha, 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 we're still here with the whole Mayan calendar thing. Because I remember there were people talking seriously that this was an issue. And I opened up Yahoo on Friday night and they said there were celebrations in Mexico over the fact that the world didn't end. And I guess maybe you can get happy about a lot of stuff. The world, hey, look, the world didn't end. I guess you can have a party on that basis.
Well, that's all fine and well, but the reason why the Mayan calendar thing was just so utterly mind-numbing to me was that Scripture's true, Chuck, that it's absolute truth, and that God has specifically said that no man knows the day or the hour in which the Son of Man will return. And for those of you who are believers, you understand that when the Son of Man does return in his glory, that's it. That's the separation of the sheep from the goats, the wheat from the chaff. Those who are of the Father will go into their eternal glory, giving him praise and worshiping around his throne forever, and those who are in rebellion to him will suffer his wrath, and will be cast in the lake of fire with the devil and his angels. That is the end of the world, Chuck. It's not going to be from a meteorite slamming into the earth. It's not going to be from a volcano erupting and spewing all of its ash all over the atmosphere. It's not from us getting knocked out of orbit and sent hurtling off to freeze in deep space. It's when Christ returns to claim his permanent rule over the new heaven and the new earth.
Exactly. And this was actually a disappointment for a number of people who were basically looking to throw it in Christians' faces that, look, the world really did end on the basis of the Mayan calendar, and when it didn't, none of the predicted things happened, you know, because it was going to be a flood and a volcano and all this other stuff. I'm sure it flooded someplace, and I'm sure there's a volcano belching smoke somewhere, but it wasn't enough to bring the whole mess tumbling down. So Jesus will be victorious at some point. We don't know when. We continue to pray for his return, but we say, Lord, in your time.
Amen. But today we want to continue our look, Chuck. And since the world didn't end, we're going to continue our look at the Reuters article that we talked about yesterday that basically tried to make it sound like this huge wave of people are going out there to buy assault weapons so that they can also do heinous things like Adam Lanza did at Sandy Hook Elementary. But today you wanted to take a look at the other side of this coin, because there have been some good approaches to why the Reuters article, and Reuters is a worldwide news aggregator feed, so a lot of newspapers, a lot of TV stations, etc., carry information from Reuters, which is a London, England-based company, media company. But Chuck, I'm going to turn it over to you, because you really wanted to tear this one apart.
Well, it's interesting. This guy does what I like to do, and that is he broke the story down into its little details, and he uses that to destroy the premise of the authors. Now, he starts out here with an important, I think, the very opening paragraph is very important. For unbridled bias, ignorance, and animus, this Reuters story on firearms has to be read to be believed. Let's start with the headline, Gun Enthusiast Packs Shows to Buy Assault Weapons. Now, he says, just for your information, this story contains no fewer than 13 uses of the word assault. All of them used incorrectly. That's a very important analysis. As we said yesterday, they're choosing words that have an emotional appeal. This is not an appeal to rational thought, Barry. No fallacy is ever an appeal to rational thought. It's always some kind of an appeal to your emotional thought. You are supposed to get a picture in your mind of something bad.
Of course.
And associate it with that item. The idea is to get the reader to think that enraged gun nuts all across America are lining up to buy machine guns in order to, quote-unquote, assault a particular target of their ire. And just how does Reuters define an assault rifle? Well, he goes into the thing that we talked about, the 20 AR-15 style assault rifles in a little being bought, that again, that we talked about yesterday, AR-15 style assault rifles.
Right, exactly.
Let me tell you something, folks. You gotta open up the article just to see the picture. The Hello Kitty AR-15.
Yeah, beautiful pink, and I think I'm gonna get my daughter one.
It's actually very funny. It's got the little flowers. It's a pink AR-15 with flowers and a pink flash suppressor
on the muzzle. It even has a collapsible trigger handle.
That's it. So you can use it either pistol style or as a rifle grip. So basically what the author of this piece, and his name is
Michael Walsh
from PJ Media, what he continues, he quotes from the article some of the things that we read to you. An AR-15 type assault weapon was among the guns authorities believe that suspect Adam Lanza stole from his mother to use in the massacre of 20 school children. Again, there's that word massacre that we talked about yesterday. And six adults at a Newtown, Connecticut elementary school December 14th. And a sentence that we didn't really talk about, but the killing of innocent children at the school, innocent children, of course they're innocent. I mean, as innocent as they can be. We talked about that earlier. At the school shocked the nation and prompted a number of politicians, including President Barack Obama, to call for a ban on assault weapons and ammunition clips that allow the rapid firing of multiple bullets. Rapid firing of multiple bullets. Mr. Walsh points this out. Rapid firing of multiple bullets sounds pretty scary until you realize that rapid fire is, along with accuracy, one of the points of shooting, and no gun I know fires more than one bullet at a time. Bingo.
That's it.
You pull the trigger, you get one bullet at a time. But such drivel is par for the course for American journalists writing about firearms. Basically, he points out that the authors of the piece from Reuters were attempting not only to besmirch the gun itself, but they wanted to tie it back to George W. Bush. Because
of course.
Blame Bush. And this is really that blame Bush meme. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you can blame George W. Bush for a lot. But
believe you, we have.
Yes. But the fact that the Congress set a sunset provision on the quote-unquote assault weapons ban and the magazine ban. Now, remember, these guys don't know the difference between a clip and a magazine. And maybe some of you out there don't either, and that's okay. But those of us who are gun collectors and people who like to shoot know the difference between a clip and a magazine. The fact is that a clip,
yes,
is what a pistol uses, and it goes up inside the handle of the gun. And a magazine hangs off usually the bottom or the side of a rifle and holds a number of cartridges. And, of course, these guys also don't know the difference between bullets and cartridges.
That's right.
A cartridge is a complete set bullet and the casing and the powder inside and with the primer. And a bullet is what the gun sprays out when you pull the trigger. Okay? So we have people who are ignorant, clearly ignorant of guns, writing stories about how they need to be banned. These are people who have a presupposition that guns should be banned. They don't like guns, and therefore they think the rest of us should not have them. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that is the recipe for disaster. Now, the fact is that Reuters is in England, and the English should be well aware. Of course, they have Reuters to tell them differently over there and to get write prejudicial stories. But the fact is that since Britain has virtually banned handguns, their violent crime rate is through the roof. They are probably the most violent country in Europe, as we put out last week on a Daily Mail article. Again, Daily Mail is a little bit tabloidish. The statistics may not be correct, but Britain is in bad shape because you basically can't protect yourself there. So people don't feel any compunction against robbing you or raping you or beating you or doing whatever they want to, stealing your car, whatever, home invasions. All those are up in double digit, large, high double digits since the virtual banning of weapons in Britain. But we don't get any of that from these Reuters writers. No facts that might tend to make their plea for gun control have less weight, shall we say. Now, listen to this. Here we go with something else. They were reporting on three different gun shows. At all three shows, here's a quote from the article, the attendees were overwhelmingly white men with some women and very few ethnic minorities.
Horror of horrors.
Do you really think that people were being screened for their racial profile at the door, Barry?
No, I believe they were being screened as to whether or not they brought $8 with them to get into the show.
Betcha, that's what they wanted. They wanted $8 to get in. And in fact, the last show I went to, yeah, there were a lot of white people there, but there were a lot of Asians there. There were a lot of black people there. There were a lot of Hispanics there. There were a lot of women there. Not 50-50. But women don't tend to, it takes a special kind of woman who really likes to target shoot or really likes to pleasure shoot. Not all women like it. So they don't go to gun shows. What's the point? We now have to have quotas at the doors of gun shows? Is this going to be something these guys are going to push for? Or is this designed to create the illusion that gun shows are racist?
Well, of course, it's the racist end of it.
Now listen to this. These guys admit the story closes with a sideswipe at the so-called gun show loophole, private citizens engaging in private commerce, as we just talked about yesterday when we talked about the loophole, which is private citizens buying and selling guns at a gun show, not dealers. And then, for the sake of balance, finds a fellow who thinks guns aren't regulated enough. Bruce Abernathy walked away with an assault rifle after sitting through a 30-minute background check at the Texas show. There should be more strict background checks, said Abernathy, a Dallas resident. He said there should be a 30-day waiting period to buy weapons and a thorough background check that includes 5 references. Why? Well, that question is never answered. Okay, so now you know how the discussion is going to be framed going forward. All rifles are assault rifles, and the term will quickly expand to include pistols, because after all, what duck hunter uses a .357 Magnum? Barry, do you remember in the 80s and 90s, the gun control debate had evolved into, why do you want a semi-automatic weapon? You can't use that to hunt ducks.
Yes, I do remember that.
And you can't use it to hunt deer. Well, I got news.
Sure you could.
Yeah, you bet you could. I know people who have hunted deer. In fact, I bought, and I can't find, a 5-round clip for my SKS for that purpose.
You know, Chuck, I'm going to make an admission. When I lived way, way out in the country when I was younger, we used to do play shooting with a .44 Magnum. You talk about fun. Now, that's fun.
Yeah, that's one way to develop a really sharp eye.
Exactly.
Moving target, moving away from you at high speed, and you're using a .44 mag. Very interesting. Well, we used to hunt birds with .22.
Yep.
We used to shoot birds on the wing with .22, so I know the feeling. But the fact is that what Mr. Walsh has done is really a great service, because what he has shown is that this quote-unquote exercise in what is laughably called journalism is nothing but a propaganda piece. And what I would suggest to the ladies and gentlemen out there is that if they avail themselves of this piece, that they read the piece from Reuters, which is called, we will be posting both these, Gun Enthusiast Pack Shows to Buy Assault Weapons, making it sound like thousands and thousands. And by their own admission, they had 600 people at one show. Well, gosh, I think the last gun show I had about that many people in it. You know, so what? That wasn't a particularly big gun show. In fact, they said the attendance was down because there was a bigger show going on up in Lima. So I've been in shows where thousands of people were there. So the answer to that is, so what? And if they are there to buy weapons, it shows, if you think about it, Barry, that there are a lot of people who don't like the idea that their right to keep and bear arms is going to be infringed by the federal government based on something, on a series of murders that took place because someone broke the law that already existed. So let me ask, from the Reuters guy's point of view, where's the admission that existing gun laws were broken in that murder, in those murders?
It's never shown up.
It's non-existent. So what's the whole point in this?
The whole point is to drive a political agenda to grab more guns.
Read between the lines. This is what we've been talking about all week. Learn how to spot the propaganda. Well, with that being said, Barry, we're out of time. Join us again tomorrow for another Principles and Policies.